my hair. 17 inches of brown beach wave curls, if you'd believe it. It covered my shoulders and hid my growing breasts. I despised each strand with every breath inside of my small but stocky frame. I never learnt to French braid. Why bother? No matter how it's styled, I will always feel the same. The buzzing of the clippers urged me forward. I needed it all gone. My hair. The 17 inches of brown beach wave curls that covered my shoulders and hid my grotesque, ever-growing breasts. With every split-end trim, I remained quiet whilst my mum dictated the length. Only a few centimetres off. She likes it long. I never had the heart to tell her. My brother was next. I sat by the pile of worn celebrity mags, the decade when gays referred to as gal pals. My brother's hair returned to the neat, short back and sides. School skirt shopping, as the George and thick grey tights. Mum liked the ones with wide pleats. I liked the boys' city shorts. Light blue checkered summer dresses and dolly shoes, handbags instead of backpacks, pink stationery and with feathers and bows and fucking flamingos, bobby pins and butterfly clips. Whilst my brother got rubbers, shaped like astronauts and spaceships. I played football, had quick turns and snappy feet, and the boys always wanted me on their team. My older sister bought me a Liverpool shirt and asked me what I'd like printed on the back. Didn't take me long to answer. I asked for Stanner. Not my nickname, but my dad's. I played every Sunday on the Milky until I scored and celebrated by skidding on my knees. The boys, they laughed and teased, eventually running away, leaving me to bleed. I sang until a group of snakes constricted around my throat, muting my voice box with the universal remote because, and I quote, boys don't sing. Changing rooms became horror houses. Button downs and fitted trousers, nothing could stretch over my breast and or buckle over my birthing hips. Men's extra large shirts covered my vivacious curves, but the physical act of buying transformed me into a bag of pulsating, colliding nerves. The judgmental face across the counter stabbed me in my bruised, battered side with their disapproving eyes. I am, now and forever, a fully formed, four-legged creature with an hourglass figure. I wanted nothing more than to crack myself open, shatter the glass, tear open my skin, peel back my organs to let the sand pour out to fill the cups of the people who I felt obliged to please. You were killing me. Yet, I still force-fed myself, pretense, and squeezed inside the outline of girl. I wore her well. I'm a sheep, and you're the herder. Your canine grows at my unusual coat, my unsharpened hooves, my reluctance to follow. I want to run towards the sun, towards the hills, make a new home, but I'm just kidding myself. I die out there, in the wet grass, the burning cold. So, I sharpen my hooves into polished claws and grow out my coat for you to groom. I follow you into your small, small, suffocating world. For centuries, we have tried to define time, but time proves undefinable. We have given it names and age, days and date, but yet we can't manipulate it to fit in our unit of measurement. We have tried to shrink it down, to sit around our wrists, but as much as we try, we can't stop its ticking. Man and meaning, our desire to explain everything has brought us here. Before time, there was nothing. No in between. Isn't there a world where I can be both beautiful and ugly? My whole life, I have tried to define myself, but I remain undefinable. I have given myself names, aged, wasted days, and forgotten the important dates. I have tried so desperately to manipulate a label to fit alongside my unit of measurement. I tried to shrink myself down, my hands wrapped around wrists of individuals I admired. However hard I tried, I couldn't stop myself from thinking. I was born with a vagina, my gender then assigned, attached. From the pressure of inhaling the world's constructs within my first gulp of societal air, I sometimes wish then my ribcage had collapsed instead of spending 20 years trying to figure out who I am. So, today, I wore a dress to show you that this doesn't make sense. My biological sex has been told that this is how one represents themselves, constructed out of definitions created from old-fashioned opinions. My liberation only recently healed me, a realization that bellowed out of my mouth with no thought, no consideration. The statement rang from my core, coated in my black country inflections, the sounds infectious. To shave my head, to feel the shape of my skull, to rid myself of the remaining inches of brown beach wave curls that stole all of my thoughts. The sounds of the clippers stopped. I felt them graze over my scalp, but all I could hear were my sobs. My mind emptied, creating space that had been cluttered with internalized hate. When you look at me, you subconsciously try to configure my data, to unpuzzle my pieces, to stitch me together so I appear organized. Believe me, I have tried, but this fragmented collection of words, of oceans, of poems, of raw, unapologetic emotions only knows the ability to exist on a loose and often unbalanced spectrum. It's useless to even attempt to think of me as woman, as man. I just am.
Just Am, written by Chloe Stanaway, performed by Leanne Bowers, and produced by QueerEarProductions.com.